Hawaii's artists in the year 2017 have been invited to find ways to portray what Hawaii will be like 1,000 years from now, and to consider the ways contact between the islands and the outside world will change it. More than a dozen local artists will be displaying their work this month in a downtown Honolulu show called Contact 3017. Nane Alum is one of those asked to share their view of Hawaii's future, and she's with us in our studio. Hi, Nanea. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
When you first were presented with this idea, use your art to envision a world 1,000 years from now, what were your reactions?
1,000 years in the future is way past when I'll be around or anyone that I know will be around.
Quite likely.
It was one of those ideas that really threw people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I going to make? My work isn't really about that.
Sure.
But I think contact as a theme for that far in the future means to use what you know now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you, and one of the references to thinking about the future is, of course, the past, right?
Yeah. My entryway into Contact 3017 was looking at my systems of time through my culture, Hawaiian culture. Hawaiians were thinking about the future through looking at the past and thinking about sustainability in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And our creation stories, our Kumulipo, that was my entry point into mm-hmm. The future.
How so?
So Papahanao Moku is the story of the earth goddess giving birth to the islands. Mm-hmm. And that's a truth that goes from the past to the future to the present and has a working way into all of our crafts, all of our ways that we maintain the aina.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the future, you're doing all of that now, but it's for... It's for the people that come after you.
Well, you know, taking the notion of contact and looking 1,000 years in the past, there was very little contact between the Hawaiian Islands and anywhere outside, right?
Yeah. I mean, the first... So Contact is an annual show. There's been four contact shows before this one.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the very first shows, the theme was... contact, like in the beginning, the first contact with the Western world. And you're asked to give your response to that, being from here or being someone who's lived here a long time. There was a lot of response.
a lot of response with regard to the whole idea of that first contact.
Contact. People from that have a native perspective will say that the first contact is representative of knowledge being taken or knowledge being given mm-hmm. to our islands. And I think what I offer in response to that every year at Contact is using my indigenous knowledge and being young and also born and raised here.
Mm-hmm. In your work, you use an actual, you know, very recognizable representation of a human body.
Yeah.
Derived from a photograph, is that right?
I take my own resource photos, and I have my own process of how I start an mm-hmm. oil painting. And my oil paintings, they're really looking at the body, and they're looking at the landscape and how everything is interconnected. And that's exactly what the creation story of Papahanao Moku really is about.
Mm-hmm.
Everything being interconnected through time, but also through materiality. And that's my specialty with oils, is the viscosity of paint, color interrelation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that, it's kind of superimposed over a very recognizable image of a human body, right?
Yeah. We are looking at... a photo, or I took a photo of a woman's figure under the water. Her head is above water.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of brings the image of an island where a lot of the bedrock is underneath the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and the head is above water. All of that thinking and feeling and maybe stuff that happens with interrelation of contact, but there's still that papahanaumoku that's beneath the sea that is ever there and never changing too.
We tend not to think of islands or atolls as the tips of undersea mountains. We tend to think of them almost as if they were floating on the ocean surface, but most of them is underwater.
Yeah.
Which is a whole kind of, that whole inspires quite a number of reflections on your part, it seems.
Yep. Contact, there was a lot of mediums that responded to that idea of the island, is it going to sink? Is it going to not be here at all? And that's really the beauty of Contact being an annual show, is every year you get work from artists that work in all different medias.
And like any good arts presentation, it invites you to think, doesn't it, Nanaya?
Yeah, it does.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Nanaya Lum is one of 12 artists taking part in selections from Contact 3017, an exhibit at Mark's Garage in downtown Honolulu, and there's an opening reception for the show tonight at 6 p.m. You can find out more on our Facebook page, The Conversation.